question about your intuition, horoscope, or maybe a weird dream?
Well, wonder no more. Let Nikki use her connection to the spirit world, faces of the moon, and Mother Earth to help you decipher your mystical musings.
It's time for Nikki Medium in Training.
Warning, Nikki is not an actual medium and merely one in training. The Beat 92.5 is not responsible for any actions you take as a result of her analysis.
I am almost a real medium. Almost.
The company has to save itself.
Okay. Let's get right into it. Aries is feeling very intellectual for the next month or so, okay? We're going to give you readings for the remainder of the year, the remainder of 2017. For Aries, love and relationships look solid over the holidays and everything solid on the career front as well. It's a good time to be an Aries. Right. If you're a Taurus, a good chance that you feel like you've been grinding and working really hard. Good news is you should be rewarded soon, and it could come in the form of a raise, a promotion, or a new job. Something good is on the horizon. Nice. With Mercury swinging into retrograde next month, Cancer should be a little bit cautious, Stuntman Sam.
Here we go.
Nothing dangerous, but there will be some confusion surrounding important decisions. So if you stay calm and grounded, you will get the answers that you need, okay?
Oh. Permission not to freak out.
Don't freak out. Stay calm.
I never see you freak out.
I know.
The confident Leo, your innovation and creativity is going to come in handy. Now, Leo should consider chilling out a bit when it comes to being so independent. It's a good time to be a little more dependent and rely on support from your family and the people that you love. For Virgo, it's a good time to step away from work a little bit and focus more on family. You will benefit from that. If you are in a relationship, things are looking extra strong for the next little bit, and you'll basically be the next best partner ever. So if you're married to a Virgo, times are looking good. Libra might struggle a bit to avoid chaos as the holidays creep up on us. They're going to want to do multiple things at the same time, and it could end in anger or a short temper, and it's not the time to do that. Keep your thoughts positive, and it's very simple, but you want to plan and organize, and you'll be happy that you did. For Sagittarius, weeks ahead look very status quo, okay? Stable money, stable job, business as usual. It's a really good time to make more of an effort to spend time with your loved ones as well. For Capricorn, you've got a very progressive December ahead. You're going to be depending on yourself a lot, and that's a good thing. Finances look like they're going to get better, and if you're feeling like you're working hard and it's leaving you with a little bit of aggression, some exercise will help a lot for Capricorn especially.
Cool.
For Gemini, this is me. Gemini will have an extremely busy end to 2017. It's a good busy, though, filled with abundance, and Gemini could also feel like they're finally being rewarded for overcoming some challenging obstacles that they've been through this year.
Go Gemini.
Go Gemini. The end of the year is all about balance for Aquarius. There could be some conflicts in the relationship if you don't pay attention and nurture it. Professionally, things looking very, very good. And some challenges ahead for Pisces, Vinny.
Oh.
Yeah. But
I don't need more challenges.
You and me both, buddy.
You're totally going to come out a winner, okay?
Oh, good.
Money and your career will improve, awesome. And it's a good idea to learn to trust yourself even more to make personal decisions. Ending with Scorpio. Scorpio is looking really good. It's going to be in high demand in December, okay? Just make sure that you take care of your health, that you practice self-care, and then Scorpio is basically untouchable. And whether it's your job or social life or your relationship, things are definitely working in Scorpio's favor right now.
All right, Nikki.
Very cool.
I'm liking this medium in training. This is good.
You like it?
You're a pro already. Forget the training.
I have so many more questions,
me
though.
Me too.
So many more questions. Well, you're going to have to pay extra for that.
All right. That's where they get you.
Maybe $5 a minute. The Beat 92.5.